Welcome back, friends. Sarah left off with the definitions between knowledge and wisdom. And that is, if you will, the highest level of it's the study of epistemology, that study of how man knows something. The Latin, the Romans had a phrase. It is de gustibus non est disputatum. In matters of taste, there is no dispute. And so oftentimes in our day, we are presented with concepts as if they are just matters of preference, as opposed to something that has an inherent value to them. And so that will come under, when we get to that level of understanding within ourselves, we're at our level of belief. But it's we step back from that. So first we approach a set of information. That is the move of the intellect to desire to know. So we desire to know something about buying a car, or we desire to know what is in the will of the Heavenly Father. So that is the first movement of the individual. If that individual does not care to know about anything, they aren't going to learn about it. I mean, I've been a teacher long enough. If you don't have a pupil who's willing to learn, who's made that decision that they want to learn, it goes no further. The second part, very much after this, is that you have a trusting of the data presented to you. So again, back to our students, you know, they are willing, when they decide they want to learn their facts, then they have to also trust that the person presenting the facts to them is trustworthy. So then we've made the decision to know, and we've also made that decision that this person who's giving us this information is trustworthy. At this level, we now have an opinion. It's an opinion based on fact, based on data, based on perception of some sort. When we have then an opinion coupled with an experience, we have words coupled with deeds. So little Johnny can be told that the stove is hot. He trusts me. Like, he wants to learn not to get hurt, right? But when he feels the hotness, now we've got an experience. Now we have a belief. This wisdom that Sarah spoke about is that, and this is where I think a lot of epistemology, well, if it's secular, it doesn't go to this point. But of course, we're not. We're Christian. We're following the will of the Father. When you have that lived, that belief, the words, the deeds, coupled with the holy movement of the Holy Spirit within the soul, now you have what I'm calling knowledge, or Sarah, wisdom. We have a movement.
I would say that's knowledge at that. Well, maybe wisdom, I guess.
We could easily call it wisdom, because you know we don't necessarily coordinate our terms because we have troubles with the technology. So, but that is a deep, deep type of knowing. When you have this Holy Spirit coupled with experience, coupled with a body of knowledge that comes from a trusted source, and the person themselves has made the desire to know. And Ratzinger will say that movement with the Holy Spirit is a mysterious sleep. It's something akin to jurors being asked to, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt. Reasonable varies between people because people have different experiences. They have different capabilities for ascertaining knowledge or facts or data. So you could have 12 people. And they could all be given the same facts, and right, they are. They're in a jury box. They're given all the same facts. And how do they, presuming they're not corrupted, presuming they're not, okay,
we're presuming goodwill.
where you have goodwill, how do they come to a different, it is that experiential part.
Right.
Right. And somewhat of a mysterious thing.
Right.
Where are we? You want to say something there before we go?
Well, that element that you were talking about, that experience of well, when you were breaking down your directions of how epistemology works within the person who is the learner, right? There's the desire, and then there is the authority figure or the figure of trust or a resource that is trusted, and then right. And then lived experience, right? These three things that come together that essentially create in man something that he truly knows as opposed to something that he's just been told, right? The problem is that center point, that person of trust, this is where we have to determine our greatest line of attack. If you're watching this show, you already have a desire to know. If you're watching this show, you probably already have a lived experience of having voted, right? So unfortunately, the area that is open to the greatest harm or the greatest compromise is in that person of trust. How do we know and how are we going to verify whether or not the person who is the messenger of education or information is worthy of being trusted? And this is really where the formation of conscience at this point is going to be pivotal. You must know who is speaking to you. And for Karen and I, one of the primary elements that the reason why this dialogue for us is so important is that we want all people who watch this show to be formed with the conscience and the mind of the Father, to live in the will of the Father. Well, obviously no one in the world wants that, right? If you're secular and you're worldly, that is exactly the antithesis of what is wanted by them. And so it's going to be very, very important that you are, whoever is going to be trying to discern their conscience, is that they're going to be making sure that their conscience is aligned, not with the world, but with the mind of the Father. Because he is trustworthy, right? He is truth. He is goodness. He is beauty. All of those things that he is existentially.
That's correct. That's right. He's the source of it. And so that's where it become, you know, that's why we start with the Father. So that's where Sarah and I come to this. How do you know who to trust? How do you know? And we are proposing that how to know what is trustworthy and where does not comes from a comparison between our understanding of our Heavenly Father. That's going to be our motive. And we're going to stop there because our next move, of course, is going to be to Jesus Christ. Because as he will say, have you been with me so long? You know, when you see me, you see the Father. All right, my friends, till the next time. Fides. Adoratio.